Tribal and non-tribal conservationists have teamed up before in Wisconsin. For example, many were united in their opposition to the proposed Crandon mine. But Andrew Hansen of the Madison-based legal group Midwest Environmental Advocates contends there's also been a history of distrust
that has sprung out of the spearfishing controversy and other controversies about the scope and nature of tribal sovereignty. And the bottom line is that tribal sovereignty is there to protect the tribe's right to hunt and fish in a ceded territory or northern Wisconsin as we know it. But it's also an opportunity for conservationists and conservation groups to learn about the authority and power that tribes have to protect those natural resources.
Likewise, some tribal members are looking for more help from non-tribal conservationists. Ray Ann Madej is watershed coordinator for the Natural Resources Department of the Bad River Band of Chippewa. She says over the last 5 years, her tribe has built up more data that some pollution on the reservation comes from elsewhere.
We do not have control, nor do we have any say over the waters that flow into the reservation. In order to get kind of a handle on that, we realized that we had to partnership with organizations or agencies that have that same concern as ours on keeping our water quality.
The Bad River Band and some other Native Americans are also backing a non-tribal push to get the DNR to better protect 100 river segments in northern Wisconsin. As for the prospects of additional cooperation with state or federal agencies, Madej is cautious.
I guess we'll have to see what the bureaucracy throws at us.
Madej and others will talk more about tribal and non-tribal cooperation on conservation issues during a conference this weekend in Lac du Flambeau. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.